here's two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Xavier Will. Scott Goble. RX Muscle Australia proudly presents Aussie Muscle Radio. Yeah!
Welcome to another episode of Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm your host, Xavier Wills, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and compatriot in crime, Scott Goble. Scotty, how are we doing this week?
Yeah, we're doing well, mate. Happy New Year to you and our listeners.
Yes, it's a new year. It's the 6th of January. Yeah, I was going to say December 2014. And I just want to mention before we get into it, this episode is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Scoop, shake, and get shredded. Now, Scotty, did we get up to much for New Year's? I know both of us were obviously dieting, so I had a pretty, not boring, but I had a pretty quiet New Year's.
I had a tragically quiet New Year's. I didn't actually see midnight, so I had a big couple of days around it, the girl's sister's wedding, and then I put in a couple of massive days in the shop trying to get a new point of sale up and running and do stock takes and things like that. So I'd been working 14-hour days up to and including New Year's Day, so
oh, wow.
Not an exciting time for me.
Yeah, I actually didn't make 12 either. I made like 11:30, which seems ridiculous. But it's funny because in Perth they don't actually have any fireworks that are actually put on by the government or anything, that are government funded or whatever. So they've got fireworks just in random places. And I was staying up in a place called the Vines in Perth, which is like kind of up in a kind of hilly part of Perth, and I was staying up there, and then it got to midnight, and I heard this popping and cracking noise. I was like, "What the fuck's that?" And I realised there's some fireworks around there. So,
yeah.
So I did wake up at midnight, but I was half awake. So, but Scotty, we've got a bit on the show today. We don't have a real long time to record, but we've got a few little tidbits that are kind of interesting. I mean, we've got it was announced over a week. Sean Roden, he's going to be guest posing at the Australasians this year. Which is a big one because he's going to be competing out at the Australian Pro. So, is the Australasians, I believe it's a week after the FedEx show?
Yeah, it's a week after this year. So, smart move for Roden to hang around and probably a very economical choice of guest poser for the Graham since he's already here. So, he'll be a great addition to the Australasians.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I actually won't be at that one because I'll be at the... I believe the Omara Classics is the same weekend, which is over in Perth, so I won't be able to make the Australasians this year. But, it's going to be interesting to see Sean. I'm excited to see him at the Australian Pro. And it's kind of funny because he actually, for those who don't know, he's actually been dropped from Roddy Coleman's Signature Series, or he just didn't have his contract basically renewed, which kind of seems like a strange move because he was kind of like their ticket guy. Like they had him, they had Ronnie. And, you know, basically, you know, the way they sold a lot of their supplements was, you know, they'd send out Ronnie and Sean Roden out to stores. And, you know, in return, obviously, these stores buy a lot of products and they get to, you know, have them appear at their store. And now it's just Ronnie Coleman. Do you think they kind of thought, okay, with Ronnie alone, we can get those sales anyway? Or why do you think they dropped Sean Roden?
Yeah, I'm really not sure. It was definitely a case of his contract had come to an end because it... Sean's announcement, it was sort of like, we've agreed to part ways. So I wasn't sure if he maybe had another offer on the table or he was waiting to announce it or there was some conflict of interest with maybe a business he's starting. I don't know. I was very intrigued by it because he was by far their highest profile athlete, or is he their only high profile athlete? I can't think of anyone else that's with
him. They had, did they sign Darren Glenn or so? It was someone like that they signed. They signed someone, it was either a new IFBB pro or it was a top NPC competitor. I think it might have been Darren Glenn who they signed, yeah. But he never really got a lot of exposure through Ronnie Coleman's Signature Series. I mean, we saw him a little bit, but yeah, Sean was really the only top-tier athlete that they had. So I found it to kind of be a bit of a strange move, unless they're thinking like, I don't know, maybe they just want Ronnie to be the face or what kind of is going on. But I don't know, like who do you think, Ronnie Coleman's Signature Series are like seeing this and going, okay, Sean is probably not going to win at Olympia like we thought he might, based off his Olympia this year, or last year's Olympia now. Perhaps we should look at someone who's really going to contend hard and maybe just wait out and see what happens this year, or what do you think they're doing?
I don't know. I guess it could be a case of Sean's not that prolific on social media, and maybe they felt that he wasn't giving them a good return on investment. Or it could simply be a case of tightening budgets, or you know, there's all sorts of possibilities. Like I said, it could be conflicts of interest. Sean's quite a savvy businessman. He's got investments in Flex Magazine, or I think Flex Magazine distribution through Asia, or something on like that. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. But apparently Sean's a pretty savvy businessman, as is Ronnie. So there's going to be a good logical reasoning behind it.
Yeah, definitely. And it'll be interesting to see who kind of picks up Sean Roden now, or if there's, like you said, already an offer on the table that he's kind of gone to, because we haven't heard any announcement yet. But do you reckon there's any companies out there that you can think of that would probably target Sean Roden, or you think that might be a good fit for him?
I'm not sure who'd be a good fit these days. He doesn't really seem to be a super dominant player in the industry like back in the day when Muscle Tech went out of their way to sign up all the best athletes. They're kind of spread out, and a lot of these European companies make a bit of noise, and Probiotech was making a bit of noise, but they've dropped off in the past year. They seem to be throwing a lot of money around there for a while with Tony Freeman and Dennis James and Eduardo Correa and a few others, but I haven't heard anything from them recently. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure who's going to sign Sean. He is an older athlete. I don't know if you look at him and... I don't know how marketable he is, how much sales he generates. I think he's an incredibly appealing physique, but maybe you're better off getting one of the young up-and-comers who's got that big social media following, who's super active on Instagram and Facebook. There's a lot to weigh up with signing up athletes.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys are tied up already. So, I mean, you've got guys like Kai Green, who's with Muscle Meds and been with them for years. You've got, obviously, I don't know who Dennis Wolf signed to at the moment. He was signed to BSN, obviously, for quite a while, but he might be one that's open to that. That would be
a company now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's definitely got a contract. I just can't remember who it is, but it's a European-based company.
Okay, yep. But, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that whole situation. But another supplement company that we heard a bit of news from, I saw this on one of the forums. I mean, I can't really obviously confirm this or anything like that, but Gear Nutraceuticals, which is one of those companies that seemed like it was going to be a big one that was kind of... this is going to take off, basically. That's what it looked like to me anyway. There's a lot of hype. They did a huge, huge amount of advertising through, you know, several top websites and magazines and all that kind of stuff. And they was really getting their name out there. And, I mean, they was creating a lot of excitement. I mean, I even saw they were going to come out with like a Ben & Jerry's protein bar type thing, like with Ben & Jerry's flavors, but it was going to be obviously a protein bar. And they was doing all this stuff, and it seemed like it was a real big thing. They had Sean Ray, they had Kevin Lavroni, they... started signing a lot of athletes. They signed Juan Morel, they signed Justin Compton, they signed Aaron Clark. Then we've got top athletes, we've got top people working for them. And Sean Ray was actually the vice president. And I saw a post go up the other day that Sean Ray was actually fired as vice president. I mean, I can't actually confirm this or anything like that, but it's interesting to see what's happened with this company, because it seems like they've got a lot of exposure and done a lot of advertising and all this stuff, but it doesn't seem like they're bringing out or even released any products, Scotty. So what do you think is actually going to happen, and what do you think is going on with this company?
I honestly have no idea. I do remember calling bullshit, though, when those Ben & Jerry protein bar pictures went up. Me and Gretchen called bullshit, and Gally said, "Nah, you'll see them. They'll be everywhere. They'll be at the Olympia Expo." And yet they were nowhere to be found. So I'm feeling pretty good about that prediction. I don't know. Maybe... they were hoping that if they splashed a whole lot of money around, they'd get easy entry into the GNCs and vitamin shops of America and get great distribution. But if that didn't come through, then all of a sudden they're behind the eight ball and the budget's blown, and you know, they don't have the money to put into product production and everything else. So I'm not sure what's going on with Gear. They did have a great stable of athletes. Who's got Big Rami again? Who signed up?
It's Gap.
Gap, oh, that's right, yeah.
Yep.
So, no, mate, not sure. Like I said, I haven't heard a peep from them. There's no Aussie distributor, which is, you know, trying to sell it to me. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a competitive market.
Yeah, and by the website, they've only got like three products up there, and they've got one that says coming soon. So it's not a big line or anything like that they're bringing out initially. So It's going to be interesting to see if they can get into, you know, GNCs and they can get sold by Europa Sports and stuff like that in America, because if they can't get those, then a lot of this advertising and money that they put into it from all the investors and stuff like that will be a massive, massive waste. But Scotty, I just wanted to mention, I just wanted to ask you actually, how's the prep coming along? And I saw a picture of you and Josh Lenardowicz in Doherty's gym the other day.
Yeah, big Josh stopped by for a casual workout. He's probably got a little bit of time off or things are slow with clients. So he cruised on in and had a bit of a chat to Tony and me and busted out a leg workout. I went back over the CCTV footage to see exactly what he does. I took a few notes and we'll emulate everything workout, weight for weight, rep for rep tomorrow. Prep's going really well. Not suffering. I can feel the diet. The diet's taking effect. I'm not bouncing off the walls, but by no means am I suffering. It's been a good prep so far because I've addressed some things which were issues last year with sleep patterns and workload and stuff like that. So I'm not flogging myself and I'm sleeping well at night and taking care of some of the little things. So the body fat's coming off. I've just exceeded a grand total of an hour of cardio. I'm not exactly busting balls in that regard. So, yeah, no, I can't complain. Big Josh looked good. He's a big, big man. Honestly, I don't find him as scary looking in the off-season as a full-blown Luke Shembri or even Justin Wessels in the off-season. Those guys just seem to me to be a lot sort of rounder and more shapely and peakier, where Josh is just massive all over. So, when I saw him, he obviously was covered up. He was in a T-shirt and shorts. He looked like he was in good nick, exactly where he needed to be. He looked huge, which is exactly what you'd expect. But I didn't see him and think, oh, this guy's untouchable.
Excellent. Awesome. That's what I like to hear. But, Scotty, on that note, we're going to head to a break and we'll be back in a few minutes with your Ask Scotty segment.
Need that edge in your training to push past barriers, break PBs, and take the body you've been working so hard for to the next level? Well, look no further. Gripped Fitness, the brand that supports the industry and Australia's top athletes. Gripped has a complete range of lifting accessories and apparel designed to get you lifting more, while providing the needed support and aesthetics to take your body to the next level. Check them out at www.gripped.com.au. Get a grip.
My Muscle Chef is the perfect solution for anyone who doesn't want to spend hours cooking, cleaning, and doing groceries every week. You can now focus on your training knowing your diet is taken care of. All you need to do is microwave and eat. To order, simply jump online at MyMuscleChef.com or call 1-300-364-993.
Here's to the athlete, the bodybuilder, the figure competitor, those who are committed, those who sacrifice, those who want to be different, the ones that get up an hour before they have to, that put their body on the line for their goals and are never, ever satisfied with close enough. You can ridicule them, but you can never ignore them because they challenge the way people make them think about themselves. And while the masses try to confine them and dismiss them, at ATP we celebrate their achievements, their dedication, and why they improve the world. Visit us on Facebook or at www.atpscience.com.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores.
Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets or shop online at massnutrition.com.au. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Thermal burn protein, the world's most potent fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm joined once again by Scott Goble, and we're here for his Bodybuilding Yes or No and Ask Scotty segment. Now, Scotty, let's launch into it. Bodybuilding Yes or No, up first. We've got a few questions here. First question, will Rolly Winkler be top three at the 2014 Arnold Classic?
I've got him third in my tips at the moment. I just think you have to on the basis of his Olympia placing. The guy that I think might upset him is Bukulski. I don't really see anyone else in that Olympia lineup overtaking him. You know, I don't see Branch, Victor, Evan, any of those guys beating him. I've just got Wolf and Roden ahead of him. So, yeah, I've got him top three, but Pekulski's the wild card.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly how I would have answered it. I mean, it would be interesting with a more improved Victor and maybe an Evan who's done well at the Arnold before and stuff thrown in there. They could be some wild cards, but yeah, I have the exact same prediction as you there, Scotty. Now, next question. Will Dennis Wolfe win an IFBB Pro Show this calendar year?
Yeah, I think he will. I've got him winning the Arnold, so there's one off the bat. If he doesn't win the Arnold, I think he's going to be pissed off and he'll do some more shows. Or even pick one up post-Olympia or something like that. I think he's too good. He's currently ranked third in the world. He's got a bit of buzz behind him. He's going to get a look regardless. And all he has to do is get it right once, and there's only a couple guys that can beat him.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very true, Scotty. Now, we'll move straight into Ask Scotty segment. Now, first question, what do you think about supplementing with ATP, pure ATP?
I don't understand it enough to give any firm recommendation. I thought ATP was basically digested, like broken down, and then we'd have to reform, so it wasn't really any better than just taking anything with phosphates, which is all sorts of shit. So I don't know, I have to handball that one to Matt Legg.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome when ATP first came out, like when you could buy pure ATP, but then I've heard some differing things and stuff like that. So we'll move on. Next question, what was your most memorable contest you've ever competed in?
It's a good question. Look, both CCIs I did were awesome just because of the production values and the prizes and the sort of classic old arena and the posing routine you could do with the lighting. Like, when people think of my posing routines, they think of the CCI routines, and they weren't necessarily better routines than anything else I've done, but they just came across a lot better because of the lighting and everything else. So those were great ones. I've been pretty lucky. Like, the FinEx last year was awesome to compete in. The UBC up in Queensland was one which I really enjoyed. That was a great lineup with Victor Dmitriev and Justin Wessels and Scott Slayman and Logan Robson and a whole bunch of other guys. So that was cool too. But if I had to pick, it always comes back to the 2010 CCI where I beat Luke Shembri.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to say that one. So now moving on, next question. Who will get the biggest lines at FedEx 2014? Jay Cutler, Ronnie Coleman, Dane Lynn Bailey, or Phil Heath?
Dana Lynn Bailey, I think. She's a superstar. She seems to appeal to every girl, like whether it be a bikini chick, physique chick, figure chick. They all seem to like her just on the basis of her personality and marketability. And so I think she will, comfortably.
I was going to say maybe Jay Cutler still will get the biggest lines or something like that. But when you think about it, like, there's three of them, there's one of her, so, you know what I mean? There's three Mr. Olympias, but there's one kind of Dalen Bailey, so I totally agree with you there again, Scotty. Next question. Who's Australia's biggest chance at getting on the Olympia stage in 2014 over all categories?
2014? Well, I'd say Renee Schmidt, if she just went on a tear and accumulated points and things like that. I don't know. Who knows? She might even win it pro show. Yeah, she only got beaten by some of the best figure girls in the world last year. So
yeah,
she didn't look out of place standing next to Aaron Stern and Nicole Wilkins. So, it wasn't Nicole Wilkins. Sorry, it was Aaron Stern and Candice Keane. So, I think Renee is the best chance. I don't think any guys really got a chance. I have to go with Renee.
Yep. What about Ivan? Do you think Ivan could have a chance if he goes to the US and competes a bit?
Not yet. I think last year he bought crazy conditioning. He has to figure out how to bring crazy conditioning and the crazy size that he potentially could. I don't know if it's this year he could do that, but I still think Renee's a safer bet.
Yeah, no, I agree with that as well. Very good pick, Scotty. Now, that's the end of our segment, or your segment for the week. We'll be back in a few minutes with our interviews of the week, and then after that, obviously, Michael Galli will be on the show.
Dan Wilbur and Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and 3-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are 5 key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets or shop online at massnutrition.com.au.
Here's to the athlete, the bodybuilder, the figure competitor, those who are committed, those who sacrifice, those who want to be different. The ones that get up an hour before they have to, that put their body on the line for their goals and are never, ever satisfied with close enough. You can ridicule them, but you can never ignore them because they challenge the way people make you think about themselves. And while the masses try to confine them and dismiss them, at ATP we celebrate their achievements, their dedication, and why they improve the world. Visit us on Facebook or at www.atpscience.com.
My Muscle Chef is the perfect solution for anyone who doesn't want to spend hours cooking, cleaning, and doing groceries every week. You can now focus on your training knowing your diet is taken care of. All you need to do is microwave and eat. To order, simply jump online at MyMuscleChef.com or call 1-300-364-993.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Need that edge in your training to push past barriers, break PBs, and take the body you've been working so hard for to the next level? Well, look no further. Gripped Fitness, the brand that supports the industry and Australia's top athletes. Gripped has a complete range of lifting accessories and apparel designed to get you lifting more, while providing the needed support and aesthetics to take your body to the next level. Check them out at www.gripped.com.au. Get a grip.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. This week I'm joined by the owner of My Muscle Chef, Tusha Menon. Now, you guys are an awesome sponsor of RX Muscle Australia. You've been with us for quite a few months now.
Yep.
And you provide meals, I mean, all through New South Wales now. And you guys are doing really well from what I understand.
Yeah, we only started the side of last year, mate. But in the last year, the growth's been pretty exponential, going pretty well. So I'm looking pretty good for 2014.
It's something that's kind of just popped up really recently. I mean, like, even, so I went to even check this out, because I tried to find what was available and stuff in America, and
yeah.
A lot of their prices and stuff are a lot more expensive in terms of, you know, for what they earn over there. I mean, a lot of their meal services are pretty pricey and stuff like that, and it seems like in Australia we've got a few companies that do really good prices, and I mean, from everyone that I know that's tasted your meals and stuff like that, everyone absolutely loves them. Do you think that's just a competition thing, why the meals are actually, you know, quite affordable?
Well, yeah, it does depend on competition as well. But I think the main thing we want to provide our customers is good quality and taste, you know, because when you're trying to eat healthy food, it needs to taste good as well at the same time. Because people have that perception of healthy food is not going to taste good. But if it does, obviously helps you out if you're dieting or whatever it is. I think with the ingredients we use as well, we stay away from any processed stuff. Like our chicken's actually a free-range chicken breast. We don't use any mince or anything like that. Same with our steak, if you actually get real steak in the order. So I think staying away from any processed foods and actually providing those good quality ingredients makes a big difference.
Yeah, and that's something I've noticed with you guys, and that's something I've heard comments about and stuff as well. Now, I mean, where did you come up with the idea for My Muscle Chef? Is it something you've been thinking about for a long time, or was it just to kind of see the emergence of this idea of, you know, you can supply meals and you know, it'd be a popular thing? Like, how did that kind of come about?
Well, I train as well, so... You know, I used to prepare my meals every day, and that got tedious. And I remember my mum used to order light and easy all the time. And I just thought it would be great if, you know, there was something like that out there for me. This was probably a couple of years ago when nothing like that was out there. But I never really thought about, you know, putting it into practice, starting to do this stuff. So then as a few other companies started coming out, obviously I realised there is a market for it out there. It wasn't just me that, you know, felt that way. And kind of went from there, so.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously it's been a success for you guys and a success for even some of these other companies as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, was it a massive thing? Like you said, I mean, I've always kind of gone, oh, I wish there was something like this and stuff in Australia. And when I saw it start to come out, it was awesome. I mean, it's kind of a bit harder over here in WA because there's not much, I mean, you know, around here like that, and it's mostly on the East Coast and New South Wales and stuff. But, I mean, what are your guys', I suppose, expansion plans in terms of where you guys want to be supplying next and who's, like, what states are on the radar? Like, eventually, do you want to be Australia-wide?
Definitely. So, currently, we supply most New South Wales, but I'm currently working on getting to Queensland as well, so Brisbane and Gold Coast, and then we'll move into Melbourne. So, that's the plan for 2014, to expand into Queensland and Victoria. In terms of getting to WA and other parts of Australia, hopefully, you know, within the next couple of years, we'd like to be nationwide. But definitely my aim for this year is to get into those states. I think there is a massive market for it out there. A lot of people getting into health and fitness these days. So, yeah.
Yeah. I love the fact that you guys give back as well. I mean, you sponsor a guy that I know and I'm friends with, Dwayne Hill.
Right.
And, I mean, he's done great things for your brand. I see him promoting you guys really well. And he obviously loves the products. And when I've spoke to him in private as well, he's gone on about how much he loves the, you know, the meal service and what you guys do and stuff as well. So it's not just something that he's chucking out there because he's getting some free meals. But, I mean, he's looking absolutely great. Have you seen him lately at all?
Yeah, I saw him yesterday. He's very looking very lean for 10 weeks out. Surprisingly, he stays lean all year round. So I know he does it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I saw him, he told me he's starting dieting 10 or 12 weeks out or something. And I was like, yeah. Oh, really? And then I saw what he looked like. I was like, okay, that's understandable.
No, he's been great. He's been with us since day one. It's the first athlete we sponsored, and he's been a great ambassador for our brand. And wherever he goes, he's, you know, reps it really proudly. So, he's doing great. And, we've got a few more other people on board as well now. We're trying to expand not just, you know, bodybuilders, but we sponsor a powerlifter now as well, who's representing Australia, the Arnold. So that's Amir Fazeli.
Yep. So, awesome.
Yeah. So I think guys getting out more sponsor athletes in different fields as well is going to help us out as well. It's getting awareness out there. It's not just focused towards bodybuilding, but, you know, anyone in fitness can have our meals as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, if anyone wants to take a leaf out of anyone's book, I suppose it's Dwayne's in terms of if you want to be a sponsored athlete, I suppose people have to kind of show you what they can offer your company. And Dwayne's obviously done that. And
definitely.
And I mean, what do you look for in a sponsored athlete? Is it in terms of how good they are, or is it more so how they promote your brand and stuff like that?
It's a bit of both, obviously. They're good at what they do. So, you know, so you're successful in your particular field, whatever it is, bodybuilding or any sports that you're doing. And obviously, you need to believe in the brand as well, I think. Not just talking about it because, you know, you're getting free meals or whatever it is, but, like, you actually believe in the product itself, you use it yourself, and you actually like what you're doing. And all our sponsors at least do that. They really enjoy the food and, you know, they talk very highly of it, which helps. They're very enthusiastic as well, want to see the business grow. And Yeah, that's definitely. And we sponsor a lot of up and coming athletes as well. So recently we sponsored Mick Raderman, who won the NABBA Juniors this year and came second in the IFBB.
Yeah, Mick's got an awesome physique. Yeah. And I mean, he would have been the Australian champion of both federations if it wasn't for Mike Dawn. So
So we sponsored him recently as well. So yeah, I think just getting up and coming athletes on board is great for us. It's really enthusiastic and, you know, happy to support the brand and help it grow. So.
Yeah, and I enjoy that as well, like companies getting guys that are up and coming, and you can kind of see them. I like to see, like, athletes grow with a brand, not just, you know, a brand going out and grabbing the number one guy out there kind of thing. So I like to see that kind of thing.
Definitely.
Where, you know, they'll use their products for a few years and you can kind of see the development and how obviously they've helped and stuff like that.
Right, I think, and with Mick, it was interesting because he used to order the meals before we sponsored him, and he actually... with the meals for his contest prep. I didn't know that. He was just ordering for a couple of months, but he actually was using the meals like 10 weeks out from the actual show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's what, when he spoke to us, he said, you know, he actually really, you know, believed in the quality of the food and that it was something that he could use, you know, for his contest prep. So I think that was very encouraging for me as well, just to know that he was using it in his prep. So
exactly. And I mean, I know of guys that are sponsored by, you know, some companies and stuff, and then you'll hear through grapevine that they're using, you know, another type of protein or something when their company actually offers, you know, a type of protein. And
yeah.
It's quite funny when you hear that they can get something for free.
That's right.
It's not the quality and they'll actually, you know, end up forking out for another brand, which is pretty funny. But, I mean, how are you, like, obviously there's a few companies out there now that are doing the same thing as what you guys are doing, but what's your guys' point of difference? Like, how are you different to your competition?
Well, one thing I mentioned earlier was the quality of food. Using those three ingredients makes a big difference. That's one thing we pride ourselves on, so we don't skimp out in terms of providing, you know, cheap meat or anything like that. You know, you pay for what you get. So if you're paying, you know, top dollar, you get good quality stuff. So I think that's one thing that does part. And I think the whole ordering experience as well because what, unlike some other companies, what we offer is when you actually jump on our website, you can kind of build your own diet. So, for example, if you know, look, I need to have, you know, X amount of meals a day and this one I need to eat, you can actually pick that on our website. So it's not like, you know, one of those set plans that you need to buy online. So we have like about 60 different items on our menu. So if you want, for example, you know, 2 meals of brown rice and chicken a day, or 1 meal needs to be salmon and rice, for example, you know, you can actually pick exactly what you want. So basically, like, instead of cook, like, you don't have to pick it up yourself, but you can get exactly what you want. You
know? So it's fully customizable, yeah. Pretty much.
So I think that definitely makes us stand out, because I don't think anyone else offers that at the moment. So
that's awesome. I mean, that's got to be almost like a little bit of a headache for you guys sometimes, I imagine, because, I mean...
But, yeah, I know what you're trying to say, but I guess, yeah, you got to do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think people love that as well, because, I mean, I know if I'm getting... I'm very particular about what type of foods I eat and variety and all that kind of stuff. So I know if I'm going to be forking out money for it and stuff like that, then I'm going to want exactly what I want. So I think that's awesome what you guys do with that.
Definitely.
Now, like, obviously people were, you know, hearing this stuff. How does the ordering process work? Like, how do you, you know, if someone wants to order your meals, how do they, you know, get on the website, or do they call up, or what do they do?
Well, they can do both. We have a 1-800 number they can call up on. Or there's a link on the RX website as well that goes straight to our website. So it's pretty simple. You just go to the Order Now page, and then you choose the number of meals you want per week. So you can either have 3 or 4 meals a day for 5, 6, or 7 days. So, for example, if you get 3 meals a day for 6 days, that's 18 meals. And from there, you can actually pick what 18 meals you want. If someone's, for example, ordering for the first time, they might not be able to do that, so they can just choose, like, a preset plan. So we've just, you know, chucked in random meals in there. That way they can try everything,
yep.
And then go from there. And obviously on your next purchase, you know what you like, and then you can, you know, pick and choose exactly what you want. But the first time, you just pick the number of meals you want. You can just, you know, go for the preset package that we have, then choose our home delivery or pickup, because we do both. So you can either get home delivery to your place. But I think some people live in apartments have a bit of difficulty with that. So we do have pickup locations as well. So you can actually go out and pick up your meals from a supplement store or a gym that's close to you. So it's really straightforward. A couple of clicks and, yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, and that's almost another point of difference as well. I'm not sure what other... I mean, maybe some of these other companies are, but, I mean, not many places actually deliver to your door. And it may be perfect for someone like me that works at home. Like, I'd always be home, so
yeah.
That would be absolutely awesome. But you guys, obviously, I said before, you supply New South Wales. Is there anywhere you're, like, planning to supply to next? Is there, you know, places that you're going, okay, we're going to move into Melbourne or move into South Australia or anything like that? Are there kind of targets where you want to move next?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I think the next place to go for us would be Queensland. That way you can target Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And so that will be in the next couple of months, hopefully, and then we'll get to Melbourne, which will be after that. So that's the plan for the next 6 months for myself, because now that we've kind of set up in New South Wales, it's definitely time that we can hit up those markets as well.
Yeah, awesome. Now, do you have goals for your business in terms of, like, is that, you know, how you started? Are you saying, okay, by this time, you know, by this month, I want to be supplying here, or I want to be selling X amount of meals? Are you very, I mean, goal oriented when it comes to My Muscle Chef?
Definitely. When I first started off, my plan for the end of 2013 was to set up in New South Wales, and because we only started, like I said, at the start of last year. So, and I think we definitely did that. We set up a brand across Sydney now. There's a lot of gyms that you go to that you see at the Muscle Chef poster, so I'm definitely very happy with that. And at the start of this year, obviously decided that the plan for 2014 is to get interstate, now that we have set up in Sydney where we've originally started. So hopefully this time next year I can say we have done that. I'm confident.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. I mean, considering you only started this thing, you know, last year, it's pretty crazy how much it's grown, and I'm sure it's going to grow, like, this time next year when we do an interview and stuff. I'm sure it's going to be in a totally another place as well.
Definitely, yeah. I think it's an awareness thing as well. There's a lot of people out there that didn't know something like this was available. And I know you notice these days the gyms opening up everywhere. There's a lot of people getting into fitness, but they don't have time to cook, I guess. So I think that's where we come in, just to help out with that side of things. So definitely.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely working. Now, can you give us an idea of, like, do you guys have a certain amount of, like, some meals that people, like, absolutely love, or like if they, can you give us an idea of some type of the foods that you have?
Yeah, for sure. So our top seller definitely is our satay chicken and basmati rice. Can't go past that. Favorite as well.
Yeah.
And the salmon with the sweet chili sauce and soup, that is really popular as well. I always notice that when the orders come through, there's always those meals are customized heaps because people order like 5 or 10 of each. So they're definitely very popular. I think that's the, again, going back to what I was saying before, that point of difference, because we have so many different meals on offer, you can, you know, there's going to be something that you're going to like. Because we have, there's 7 sources of protein. So we use barramundi, tuna, bassa, and salmon for our fish. And there's chicken breast, we use steak. We also have a chili beef, so which we use diced beef for that. Kangaroo mince and kangaroo sausages as well. So there's something out of there that definitely someone would like. So just pretty spot for choice there, which is, you know, really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that you guys offer so much variety and stuff like that, and people can totally customize that, because I know some people don't like, you know, certain things. Like my girlfriend, she hates, I can't even think of it now, but it's something she had in one of these meals, and she absolutely hated it, and it's something she had a bad experience with, so she just can't handle that. And when you don't get the choice, and you have to, you know, you have to basically throw them out or give them to someone else, so it's not something, when you're spending money, you don't want to be throwing something out, but...
And most of our chains are free as well, so it's not like you can swap, you know, chicken, fish, you pay, you know, $50 extra for that. It's really affordable. Like, some chains are free, some are, some charge here and there. But I think that's another thing. You can pick and choose exactly what you want, so that definitely helps out.
Excellent. Now, obviously, if people want to order some of your meals, they go to mymusclechef.com.au, I believe it is. It's .au?
Yeah, .au. So it gets redirected to our .com site.
Yeah,
because the actual website is .com, but if you type in at you, it just goes to .com, so that's fine. We have a weekly cutoff, which is Tuesday midnight. So if you order by Tuesday midnight, you get your meals delivered that week. So the earliest delivery is Friday, and the latest is Monday. So it just depends on where you live. So as long as you get orders by Tuesday midnight, you get it in a couple of days' time.
Awesome. That's absolutely... I mean, there's not many places to do it that quick as well, so... I absolutely love what you guys are doing. So I encourage everyone to go out there and check out the website. Even if you're not in New South Wales, go and check out the website, because I'm sure they're going to be, you know, by this time next year or whenever it is, I'm sure they'll be pretty much going Australia-wide, and you'll be able to get My Muscle Chef meals absolutely everywhere. So check out mymusclechef.com.au. And if you've got any questions or anything, I'm sure you've got a contact email and stuff on there.
Yeah, so the email is just team@mymusclechef.com. But all the details are on there. Our phone number's on there as well, so you can give us a buzz, have a chat. And
awesome. Tusha, I want to thank you for coming on and spreading the word about My Muscle Chef. And I'm sure we'll have you on and mention anything if there's any breaking news and stuff when you guys, you know, do launch into Melbourne and Gold Coast and things like that. So, Tusha, thanks for coming on Aussie Muscle Radio, and we'll speak to you soon.
Will do. Thanks, mate.
International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are 5 key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shop fronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets, or shop online at massnutrition.com.au.
Need that edge in your training to push past barriers, break PBs, and take the body you've been working so hard for to the next level? Well, look no further. Gripped Fitness, the brand that supports the industry and Australia's top athletes. Gripped has a complete range of lifting accessories and apparel designed to get you lifting more, while providing the needed support and aesthetics to take your body to the next level. Check them out at www.gripped.com.au. Get a grip.
Thermal Burn Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
My Muscle Chef is the perfect solution for anyone who doesn't want to spend hours cooking, cleaning, and doing groceries every week. You can now focus on your training knowing your diet is taken care of. All you need to do is microwave and eat. To order, simply jump online at MyMuscleChef.com or call 1-300-364-993.
Here's to the athlete, the bodybuilder, the figure competitor, those who are committed, those who sacrifice, those who want to be different, the ones that get up an hour before they have to, that put their body on the line for their goals and are never, ever satisfied with close enough. You can ridicule them, but you can never ignore them because they challenge the way people make you think about themselves. And while the masses try to confine them and dismiss them, at ATP we celebrate their achievements, their dedication, and why they improve the world. Visit us on Facebook or at www.atpscience.com.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm joined once again by Michael Galley, and we're here to wrap up the show. Now, Mick, how has your week been, mate?
Pretty good, Xavier. I seem to be spending more and more time on the phone with you than anyone else at the moment, which is a bit sad.
So I was actually thinking we haven't had as much contact this week for some reason.
I thought we had more contact. Well, maybe it's texting we're doing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, more texting.
Facebooking, Snapchat. There's just too many things. Instagram. you're like my serial little stalker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, so what's been going on? Much this week?
No, just the same, mate. Just plenty of PT work. Heaps of work down at Mass Broadie because Craig has been sort of still in honeymoon period with his girl. And, yeah, that's about it.
Very nice, mate. I had we was actually meant to record this yesterday because we normally record on a Monday.
Yes.
But, yeah, I stood you up a little bit. But it wasn't my fault.
That's what you did.
Yeah, no, I did put you out. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, basically I went to drop my mate at the airport, Fabian, who came and stayed with me for the night. And, yeah, there's one way into the airport kind of thing, and there's only one road straight out of it. And I saw there's a truck rolled there. So it took me about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes that I was stuck there, and we couldn't record. So, yeah, wasn't too fun in 41-degree heat. But even though you have aircon, it's like the sun's straight on your face, basically. So.
Mm-hmm. Just so all the listeners know, I bolted home from my PT studio, brushed a client to get home to do the show, which I love doing. I love doing the show. It's awesome. To get back home to find out that Xavier has mucked me around, so I've missed a client, and then I have to get back to the gym later on.
You told me you didn't brush a client.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I doubt that. Now, launching into this, we've got a lot of news this week, actually. Like, a lot of things have come up the last minute. On, you know, even today I've found a few news stories and stuff, and we'll start with one that got posted up today by Mark Gretsch. Now this is probably my favourite story of the week, and for those who haven't seen it yet, it's a video, it's a music video actually, and it features Condemetru, Australian IFB pro bodybuilder, and Rich, kind of features Rich Piana in the video as well. For those who don't know, Rich Piana is basically Are they both with Mutant? Are they both sponsored by Mutant?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are, yeah.
Yeah, so Rich Piana's basically got huge arms, like crazy, crazy big dude. But it's got Con Thing in it, which is... What would you call it, Mick? Would you call it interesting?
I don't know what to call it, to be honest with you. Are you going to play a little bit on the show? Or?
I will play. I'll play a little bit now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, basically, you don't get the full thing of it. You need to see the film clip to really appreciate it, I'd say. But I'll play a little bit now. I don't know how good the quality will be. Well, hopefully they'll be able to do it. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, talk about the swole, y'all. Come on, hey. I don't think you know the power I have inside. That's been pent up, waiting to be applied.
So, yeah, it's...
that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
Fuck.
But yeah, really, you have to see the film clip, don't you, Mick? It's
disturbing. I hate saying it because Con. I just want to remember Con winning the 96 overall Australia. I just want to remember that. That's it.
Yeah. He's got an absolutely killer physique. And the funny thing is, Con has been really, like, these last appearances on a pro stage has been probably his best ever.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, he's definitely looking quite large. We saw him in October when we were there for the Olympia, training Gold's Gym, and, you know, he was doing his thing, but I don't know where this has come from, or, I mean, good on him for trying something different. I can't see this being a breaking the charts or anything, but I don't know where it's... I don't know, what do you think, Zabe? Are they just sitting around one day thinking, I'm going to make a rap song?
I don't think it's a rap song. I don't know what it is, but...
it's not country and western.
I'd say it's more rock than rap, probably. No, it is kind of rap, isn't it? I don't know.
Rapping.
Heavier music with, like, kind of half white man rapping or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. I'd like to know a little bit more about how this happened and why it happened.
Yeah, why it happened.
I'm not trying to be mean. Like, I don't, yeah, I am. But no, I don't know what I'm thinking. It's just not... I just want to get... next segment.
It reminds me of Beats by Jay. And you don't even remember that.
What's funny? I don't remember that. And I think it's possibly something I don't even want to look at because it's going to ruin what I think of Jay already.
Mick, I'm going to have to try to find some of that and put it on the show next week. I'm going to have to find some Beats by Jay.
I'll quit.
You'll quit?
I'll quit.
It'll tarnish, like, him coming back and not winning the Olympia doesn't do anything to his reputation, but this
not
kind
at
of...
all. No, yeah. I don't think losing the Olympia does nothing to his reputation, but this whatever Beats by Dre, from what you've told me, possibly could.
Yeah, Beats by Jay. He's played on that Beats by Dre thing and called it Beats by Jay.
Did he yell at it? Shut up.
No. He asked how much people have in the tank and all this shit, and it's horrible. And he's just shouting it too. There's just music, and Jay's just like, he's shouting like this, and it just is horrible. So, yeah, it's bad. But moving on to something a bit less depressing, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, through the week, Luke Timms got engaged, which is, yeah, like, it's big for Luke. And obviously, I mean, is Luke going to be competing in the Australian Pro? Because I've heard differing opinions on this, and I don't know if this is a sign he might not be, or he is, or what's going on.
I'm not too sure, mate. The last I heard that he was, I haven't seen him at World Gym, or I haven't spoken to him at all, so I can't really confirm it. He did put up some photos when he was out New Year's Eve, and he was looking... I mean, he always looks good and lean, though, so it's hard to tell, I guess. But I'm not too sure. What is it, 9, 8.5 weeks out?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be finding out in the next few weeks, surely, because, you know, I don't think he's going to leave it till, you know, 3 weeks out to decide. But you never know with Luke. I mean, he's... apparently, the Muscle Mills meeting, Scotty said he changed his mind about 10 times during the day where he's going to compete or not. So
yeah, he does that all the time.
But another mate from up there of yours, Sam Pierce, apparently he's looking good.
Yeah, like I said before at the start of the show, I was just in the gym earlier training myself, and Big Sam was in there with his training partner, and he was looking massive at the moment. He's just started his full-on off-season prep, and he was pretty comfortably inclining the 70-kilo dumbbells, which was...
Wow.
Pretty interesting. And it was a high incline as well. It wasn't like one of the shallow inclines. He looked massive. So, but I didn't get a chance to have too much of a chat to him, so I'm not sure what the next comp is going to do. But I'm pretty sure he said he could still... This is the last time we spoke. I'm pretty sure he said he could still do the juniors, but he's going to give the opens a try next time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to step up.
Yeah, because he's I believe he's going to do the same comps he did last year. I'm pretty sure. So I think that's what he said.
Could see him in the tour class.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be very interesting because I mean he's got a killer physique. Like last year at the Sevens, he looked really really good. Like I was very impressed with him. Like the only thing I could really critique on him was he could maybe work on his stage presence a little bit. But his physique's really good. He's got really good. He had really good condition. Good amount of muscle for a junior. So. He's got a big future, I think.
Him and Sonny. Him, yeah, definitely.
Him and Sonny still living together?
No, they're not. No, I'm not sure where Sam's living at the moment, but I know Sonny's moved out back with his mum just to make everything a little bit easier for his prep. Sonny's the sort of guy, I think he's in Sydney at the moment, but he's the sort of guy, once he starts his prep, he goes into a little bit of a hole, which is good, but he just figured, you know, moving back home, he'd save a lot more money, he'd be able to focus a lot more. Funny story with Sonny, like, this is, I knew his mum years ago, like, she used to come in when I worked with ASN, so we're probably talking, I finished up 2 years ago, but we're just talking a few, probably 4 years ago when he just started training. She used to always come in and buy supplements, and she used to always mention her son, you know, like, you know, Sonny, he looks, you know, he's seen photos of you, he wants to, you know, be a bodybuilder when he gets older, he's so into it, and, you know, it was funny, then one day I met him, and I'm like, so you're the Sonny, you're the one I used to always hear about.
That's crazy. It's amazing that you don't really think about it, but it's amazing that, you know, you hear about this guy and you think you'll probably never see this guy. He's just some guy that's training or whatever, and you'll probably not even pursue it or anything like that. And then you actually end up being mates with him and he's, you know, got massive, massive potential now.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, it's quite funny when you kind of think about how you met people and the different circumstances that led to certain things and things like that. But it's a cool story. I like that. But Mick, we've got a bit of international news. We've got Big Ramy. You actually told me this. I didn't even know.
I gave you a couple of what's the word?
Leads? No, not leads.
Breakthroughs.
Yeah. I can't really think of a word for it at the moment. But Big Ramy, he has signed on for the 2014 New York Pro, which is big news because he's going to try to repeat what he did last year. And pretty much roll this contest and bring some momentum into the Olympia. But I've got to imagine, like, the New York Pro last year, while Victor Martinez and Juan Morell were good, I just have a feeling there's going to be someone else in there that's going to be a little bit closer than Victor was last year.
Yeah, I'm still unsure why he may have picked that. Maybe he needed a bit more time after the Olympia to regroup. But I would have thought doing the Arnold Classic would have been the next best move. I mean, he was probably a lock for maybe top five and a lot better payday as well. So, and then you've got from the Arnold Classic to the Olympia, you do have enough time there to have a good off-season, well, a reasonable off-season as well, then kickstart your diet again. Whereas the New York Pro, I don't know, man, that's a tough one. You don't really get much of a break.
Yeah, it's in a weird spot. Like, that's exactly what I was thinking as well. I thought maybe the best thing for him to do is maybe do, like, one or two shows just prior to the Olympia. Maybe do, like, I think the Nordic Pro is actually after the Olympia this year. But, you know, if there's a European show just before the Olympia or if there's a Europa-type show or something like that, he could jump in one of those, qualify, and then if he has anything to fix up, then he could, you know, fix that before the Olympia because I highly doubt if he did one or two shows before the Olympia that he wouldn't qualify. I mean, I've got to imagine he's going to win one, and if he didn't win one of those shows, then, you know, kind of almost for him, it's like, what's the point of doing the Olympia? So, doing that or the Arnold Classic, I mean, in our minds, makes a lot more sense, but I wonder what his motivation is behind wanting to do the New York Pro because it is in an awkward kind of spot, and it's not like it's a real high-paying show. I mean, there's a lot of other shows now that are really high-paying. So.
Yeah, I've got to think maybe money's not a factor with him somehow. I think he gets looked after quite well where he's at, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's with GAT Nutrition, so...
Yeah, but not only that, but with that part of the... What country is he from? He trains out of that oxygen, doesn't he?
Quite.
They tend to really put a lot of money into the guys like Ramy, you know, the guys out there. They sort of spend a fair bit on, you know, helping him get overseas and you know, fund his training and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think financially, yeah, he might be all right.
Might just be the kind of the prestige, and he liked competing it last year and stuff like that. So that might be more of a factor for him. And also New York as well. I mean, you get a lot of marketability from competing in the New York Pro. It's a big, big show. I mean, outside of the Arnold and the Olympia, it's pretty much one of the biggest shows, like, in terms of getting publicity and stuff.
It's still probably one of the longest-running shows. I mean, before the New York Pro, it used to be called the Night of Champions, and then, obviously, Wayne DeMellier left. He took the rights because that was his name that he's come up with, so they changed it to the New York Pro. So, I guess, in reality, that comp has been going a hell of a long time. I think am I correct that the first one was around 83 or 84, is that right?
I'm not sure on that one. That was before I was born, Mick.
So. Well, it's, come on, that's when I was a young fella too, but I'm just going on what I can remember. And when it was the 90 champ, it's still the New York Pro now, that was still a big show for people to win. So I guess, he obviously wants to win it two times.
Yeah. And the New York Pro, they always sell it out. I was wondering if like they could find another arena around there or something, make it a really big, you know, just grow on it, you know what I mean, in terms of maybe putting in an expo and stuff like that there. It could be something that, you know, not only has the prestige and the, you know, the big title name, but something that could really maybe grow into an expo and grow into a big kind of event.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever tried to change anything with it, mate. I mean, New York, there's definitely one comp I'd like to see eventually. New York's a beautiful place. There's so much to do around that area. Hopefully we'll get over there.
So, have you been to New York many times?
I've only ever been in New York once. And that's a few years ago now. But I was in Times Square. I stayed at the Marriott there, and that was, that was awesome. So we got to see and do pretty much everything that you could do around that area.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the place I really want to go as well, New York. I want to go to mainland America in general, so...
You want to go to Olympia?
Yes. I want to say it all pretty much, but like with America, it's like there's so many things you can do.
Yeah.
Unless you go for a few months or something, you've only got so much time. So, now next story, Marcus Haley. This is a big story for me because Marcus Haley is one of those guys. For some reason, when I kind of was first really into following bodybuilding, I remember seeing Marcus Haley and like Bill Wilmore, and they seem to do a lot of the same shows, and I always got them confused for some reason. They were always guys that were placing around, you know, between probably, you know, third place and sixth or seventh, you know, somewhere in there they were slotting in. And I remember Marcus Haley, I always, loved his posing and stuff like that. And he always did have a few kind of distension issues and things like that. But he's actually retiring, isn't he? Due to, you said, an enlarged heart?
Yeah, I'd only just read about this yesterday. But, he put a post up on his own Facebook and, you know, and due to his heart being enlarged, he's gone into early retirement. But I suppose at the end of the day, he probably wasn't getting the places he was after either. So it wasn't really a hard decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of stuck. I mean, I think he tore his quad at some point and he had a few little issues like that. And I mean, I saw pictures from him probably about a year ago when he's prepping for one of his shows. And he looked really impressive in terms of his size and stuff like that, but he didn't quite bring it to the stage. It did seem like he's going to make quite a comeback and do really quite well, but it just didn't seem to... He wasn't able to pull it off. So I'm actually liking that he has retired and he's not going to try to fight through health problems and stuff to actually compete in bodybuilding, because I reckon he's probably seen a lot of these deaths lately and thought, okay, how important is bodybuilding to me, you know, in terms of, you know, risking my life, so...
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to see.
I think it's a great thing, mate. He's seen the signs and he's thought, you know, get out while he can. And, you know, he tore his quad and sort of after that, he just wasn't really the same either. And like you said, he did have, like, those issues with his stomach being quite bloated. So he was probably never going to place highly anyway in any of the top shows. So, a good decision.
A lot of the guys that do have the quite distended stomachs as well, that kind of points to a lot of issues as well. So it might not just be his heart that's enlarged. He might have, you know, other underlying issues and stuff.
Exactly. There's a lot of issues. But, yeah, bloated stomach, there's a hell of a lot of issues going on that you need to sort of get looked at, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is kind of an interesting one for me. This is kind of came as a surprise. Gail Yates, who, for those who don't know, is Dorian Yates' wife, I believe. Yeah, his wife. And she competed within the IFBB Pro ranks, and she's an IFBB Pro, and she did well. She won a pro show, which was probably, I think it was last year, I believe she won it. In 2013, I believe it was one of these European shows. And, you know, to win a figure pro show is not an easy thing, because a lot of these divisions have, you know, probably, you know, 20, 30 girls in it. So she was getting respected in the IFBB, and she obviously won a show. So, I think she competed in the Olympia as well, which, you know, she qualified for. She's actually switched division, she switched federations and switched over to WBFF. Mick, what do you think about this?
I don't know, mate. Maybe she's just felt it was time for a move. Maybe she felt like she's done everything she could in the IFBB. Maybe she was given another, you know, some promises by the other federation, and who knows, mate? It could be a number of things, but, good luck to her.
I find it interesting, though, because Dorian's obviously, you know, six-time Mr. Olympia with the IFBB. It's interesting that his wife would switch federations. I was wondering if, you know, do you think anything happened with Dorian, or do you think there's something there that could have made that decision or something? I don't know. Like,
it's hard to say. Who knows? There's probably no underlying theme to it whatsoever. Maybe it's
probably just reading into it.
Yeah, you do read into everything, don't you?
I do.
I'm joking. I just think maybe it's just she's based the decision purely on her and what she wants to do in her, you know, last few years of competing, I suppose, and then see where that takes her.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know how old she is. Do you know?
I'm not too sure either, mate. I was guessing early 30s, but...
Yeah, who knows. But, Mick, we're going to launch into our favourite segment or second favourite segment of the week, and that's Greatest Mr. Olympias of All Time. Now, this week, Mick, we've got the 2002 Olympia, which was, I sent you a text. I actually wrote the 2000 Olympia, and I said, oops, so, 2002 is the one we're going to cover. But this was a big one. I mean, when you look at the competitor list, like we seem to say this every week because we pick out the best ones, but the list of competitors was really, 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 really good. There was actually 25 competitors all up, so it was an absolutely stacked Olympia. And, you know, you look at the top 20 or so, and even guys outside of the top 20, there's a few that you can say, wow, like, they were actually really good bodybuilders. I mean, we had Gustavo Bedell down in 24th, who obviously went on to finish, I think, third in the Olympia, and even beat Ronnie Coleman in that infamous, what was it called? What was that round called they did?
I should know this for sure.
Challenge round.
Oh, how could I ever forget that when Triple H emceed it? Oh.
Yeah, and I remember that kind of interview as soon as they came off stage, and you see Ronnie Coleman looks like he wanted to absolutely kill someone. So
fuming. Yep. What was that, 2004?
Yeah, 2004. So that was kind of when I just got into bodybuilding, and I remember watching that video afterwards and thinking, oh, that's cool. Like, I actually really enjoyed it because there was that real... I didn't enjoy the challenge round, no, because it was absolutely bullshit, but I enjoyed the fact that, like, you know, Ronnie looked pissed off and it kind of created this rivalry between them, and Gustavo was talking a lot of smack and stuff, so I enjoyed that. But, in this Olympia, it was held actually in late October in Las Vegas, and it was Ronnie Coleman's fifth Olympia title. So that was obviously a massive deal for him, and he won $110,000, and he won a Cadillac Escalade as well. So
that was fun. They actually drove it out on the stage. I'll never forget that.
Did they really?
Yep, they did. As they had Ronnie and the eventual second place winner, Kevin Lavroni. And before they announced the winner, they drove it out. And, obviously Ronnie... I'm pretty sure they did that for a couple of years, though. I think that may have been 2001, 2002 they brought that out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, it's interesting. But, like, when you look at the scorecard of his contest, it's actually a lot more interesting than I think people would think. People would think, oh, yeah, Ronnie won it, and then it's kind of everyone else. But the funny thing is, Kevin Lavroni actually beat Ronnie at the finals.
He did, mate, and I remember, I mean, this Kevin probably wasn't at his best here either. His upper body looked magnificent. His legs were down, but he came back strong in the final rounds, especially the pose down and the routines where, let's face it, Kevin is brilliant in the routines. He really gets a crowd going. Ronnie was very, very undersized for this Olympia, and he'd lost almost 35 to 40 pounds than what he should have on stage, which is why in 2003... Obviously, he put on extra muscle as well, but he put on all those pounds he'd lost. It was such a dramatic turnaround in 1 year. But his stomach was extremely, extremely extended in this one as well. I was sort of picking Kevin all along only because he looked a lot better symmetry-wise as well. They gave it to Ronnie. There was a lot of booing going on in the crowd later, though.
Yeah, I actually watched the video where they did the pose down, they did all the announcements and stuff like that. And one of the biggest things about this contest, I think, that would have come out of it, I mean, obviously I wasn't into bodybuilding at the time of this contest, is Gunter Sloerkamp. Like, the crowd were going nuts for him. He finished quite low. I mean, in the very first round, he got 51 points, which is like, he was down around 10th or something, or 10th or 11th or something like that. And then from there on, in the finals, I think he finished third. So he made, obviously, a massive jump from prejudging to finals. And, at the end of the pose down, the crowd was just chanting, Gunter, Gunter, Gunter. And it was like, it was just crazy. Like, watching the video and seeing a pose down for the guy that finished eventually fifth, and they were just chanting for him, it was pretty amazing. And when he's obviously announced fifth, the crowd went insane with booing and stuff like that. But I mean, Guntur looked impressive. Like, I mean, I'm not a fan of his physique, but he looked pretty crazy.
Yeah, Guntur, he was impressive, mate. I think fifth was probably a fair call, though, even though the crowd went nuts when he was called fifth. But that was when Guntur was starting to come on strong in this year. Obviously, fifth, I mean, we know what happened a week later, or 2 weeks later, beating Ronnie Coleman. But yeah, I mean, he brought condition, he brought size. He just still had that thick waist, which he could never, there's obviously nothing he could ever do with that over the years anyway. But that was an impressive showing from Guntur.
Do you think it's just because of his size and because he was in condition? Like, because obviously he's a tall guy as well. Do you think that's why the crowd loved him?
Mate, possibly, yeah. He was, if you saw Guntur in real life, he was humongous. I'll tell you something funny. So this is, this is probably going back, this is a while ago, years ago now, and the shop's still there. Near Gold's Gym, if you walk one block over near the beach onto Main Street, which is near the famous LA Urban Fitness, there's a cigar shop that you can walk past. Obviously, you know, you can go in there and buy cigars, but you can also sit in there and try cigars. I'm not a cigar smoker, but I was walking past one night after a late workout at Gold's Gym with my girlfriend, and we walked past, and Guntur was in there. I looked through the window, and here's Guntur smoking his cigar, and I'm like, fuck, I might go in and say g'day. I went in there just to say hello. We ended up coming out with all these photos. We sat in there for ages just chatting with him about comps and stuff like that. He's one of the nicest guys that's ever been around pro bodybuilding.
Really, yeah. He comes across like that as well. And, like, I love the fact that when he came off stage, like, he actually went up to a microphone and said, you know, regardless of the placings, like, you guys made my night, you know, and all that type of stuff. And he just seemed very gracious, and the crowd just loved him. So
yeah, he's the people's champion, massively.
Yeah, he seems like, I mean, he almost seems like he's been the closest thing to Arnold almost since, you know, obviously Arnold was around in, you know, the 70s and 1980 and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they sort of, they talked him up in that way in those early years, and was it two weeks later he won the GNC?
Yeah, it was after that. I'm not sure if it was 2 weeks or what it was, but he, yeah, won the GNC and beat Ronnie Coleman, and that was a massive deal. And I wasn't obviously into bodybuilding at the time, but was people kind of saying Guntur can win the 2003 Olympia?
After that win against Ronnie, I mean, most people after this Olympia thought Ronnie was done. They really thought, you know, like he's lost all this weight, his stomach is, it was really, really bad at this show. You know, he's getting close to 40, he's out of the game. So, believe me, I was in the audience at the 2003 Olympia when we went to watch John Davey. No one expected Ronnie to walk out the way he did. That, to this day, maybe not his leanest, but that's the most freakiest package anyone has ever seen in bodybuilding. Like, the audience was in shock when he walked out. So, yeah, mate, people, honestly, after the Olympia, and especially after he was beaten by Guntur, most of us that I remember back then, more the magazines, everyone that I knew in bodybuilding, yeah, pretty much thought, okay, this might be the end of Ronnie.
Yeah, and was people kind of dubbing it maybe like, you know, like Ronnie Coleman versus Guntur versus Jay?
Honestly, back then, it was more with, because people really count Ronnie out, it was more of I think it was more of a Guntur sort of Jay. I'm really trying to stretch my memory now thinking about it. I do know Ronnie was written off severely. Jay sat this one out, remember? He'd won the Arnold Classic at the start of the year. Yeah. So he was going to come on strong for the year after.
Yeah, and obviously the year after, I mean, we all saw what happened. 2003, Ronnie just dominated and was just his most ridiculous ever. But, yeah, what do you think about, like, I mean, because you've got guys slotting into that top five, and it seemed like it was all pretty close in there. I mean, you had Kevin Laverne second, you had Chris Cormier in third, and you had Dexter Jackson in fourth, and then obviously you had Guntur after that. Do you think the fact that Guntur had a totally different shape to, you know, Dexter, Chris, and Kevin, that they put him in that fifth spot?
Yeah, I think so, mate. I think it was one of those situations of where to put him. A lot like Jay in the way that he's a big, blocky white guy, taking, you know, no knock on Guntur at all, but that's what he was. He was very blocky in the waist, whereas you look at, okay, Dexter, Cormier, and Laverone, all very tight in the waist, very nice symmetry. Ronnie was, obviously extended stomach, but that was, again, this was Dexter's year where he really started to shine as well. You know, he got third the year later in 2003. Chris Cormier, he was always up and down in the placings. And the third place, he actually looked really good at this Olympia, just a little bit watery. I think if Chris was just that 10% harder, he could have swatted in a second.
He probably went out partying, but not before.
Possibly, yeah. It's a shame, though. I mean, he did look great, though. He was so full. He was so round. His routine was brilliant. It was so good to watch him pose with all the voiceovers and music that he has going.
Yeah. Now, in sixth place, we had Lee Priest. So this is one of the best Lees, you know, one of the better Lees of all time, I think. Like, from looking at all the videos and stuff like that, he still didn't, his hamstrings were, you know, he had some separation there while his glutes weren't hard or anything like that, and his hamstrings did still look a tiny bit watery. He looked very, very, very good in the show.
Lee looked great. He brought that really hard conditioning, a little bit soft maybe in the quads and hammies, which up until that point he was known for. And as we discussed last week in the episode with me and Scott and yourself, Scott remembers it, the 2005 Australian, which is probably the first year he broke out with the shredded hamstrings. But, mate, Lee looked great. His routine, as usual, was brilliant. Now, that sixth place, I'm pretty sure he placed sixth in 2000, sixth in 97. So that was his third sixth place in at Olympia, which is outstanding.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it's funny that he nailed that sixth spot so many times. But this is the real interesting one for the contest for me. Flex Wheeler in seventh. This was his last ever Olympia and his second last show ever. And, you know, from listening to the commentary when I listened to this, they said he didn't do 2001 for health reasons. And he was drug-free for 2 years. So, I mean, saying you're drug-free for 2 years probably doesn't mean you're drug-free for two years. It probably means you're taking less or taking something else. But he was noticeably downsized.
Yeah, he was massively. Mate, you've got to remember, this is coming after his, you know, he had obviously massive kidney problems. And I think they, he won the Arnold in 2000. I'm trying to think, he came back in 2001. He won the Ironman, but then he had to pull out of the Arnold, I think, because things got pretty bad. Made the comeback now, and they did say drug free at the time, but later on he admitted he was on, you know, he was on certain HRT. Obviously he was on something, you know, probably would have been on growth and things like that too, but definitely downsized. I'm not sure if he should have been in seventh place. I'm pretty sure they put him there for name only.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was Flex Wheeler's last contest.
Yeah. What was his second last contest? Didn't he do the Ironman the next year?
No, 2003. Oh, yeah. So, no, he did. And you know what? Have a look at the 2003 Ironman and look at the difference between then and now. He definitely got back on the gear. Sorry, that's the mistake I made. He went back hard for the 2003 Ironman. Have a look at the difference in photos, Aids, between the 2002 Olympia and the 2003 Ironman. There's a marketable difference in muscle size. So Flex has obviously gone hard again, and that's where he had the troubles.
I have to have a look at that.
Yeah.
You'll
notice the difference between these two shows, and obviously his body's just given out after then. He's had to call it a day.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we have Marcus Rule in eighth place in this Olympia. And was this when Marcus was really starting to come on strong? It seems like it that way.
Yeah, Marcus won the... I could be mistaken here too. I think he may have won the Night of Champions in 2002.
Yep.
And Marcus is obviously starting to be a pretty big name around then. His side was humongous, and the crowd love Marcus as much as they love Gunter.
Yeah, and the cool thing about this Olympia is as well, in the top 10, we had Dennis James in 10th. We had three Germans in the top 10, one Australian, and then six Americans. So there's only three nationalities represented, and one of them is obviously Australia, which is cool. But three Germans in the top 10, so that's pretty massive.
Yeah, it's interesting work you've done there, Zayda.
Thank you. Then after that, we had Craig Titus. I've got to imagine this is probably one of his best achievements, obviously finishing, you know, easily in the top half of the Olympia lineup. What did you think of, I mean, we had his rival King Kamali down in 17th. What did you think of Craig's physique? Like, I mean, he never had a physique that kind of appealed to me.
He had some good body parts. I mean, strangely enough, and a lot of guys lack it, his hamstrings. Some video footage I remember years ago was his first DVD brought out for the 96, his preparation for the 96 USAs. His hamstring development, especially the cuts in him, was absolutely incredible. They were so deep. Quads were pretty good as well. So he had little good body parts like that. Unfortunately, Craig, as he got older, his stomach became extremely thick and extended. And another knock on Craig was he had a very, very shallow chest. That was always his issue. So no matter what he did, you know, how he came into a show, his chest was always a severe lagging point. I think that may have sort of set him back a bit. And Craig was always one to know and to just try certain things at the end of the prep, just, you know, real voodoo stuff. And some worked, some didn't. But this was his only top 10 in an Olympia. I think this was only his...
He's 11th. He's 11th.
Have you got 11th? Oh, shit. So he didn't make top 10 at all.
No.
All right. So I think Craig's first year he didn't place, and then this one he's placed 11th.
Yeah. So obviously 11th in this lineup is not bad at all because...
He beat
out guys like Art Atwood, Ahmad Haider, Ernie Taylor, Nasser, Darren Charles, King Kamali, Bob Ciccarello, George Farah. Here's an interesting one. Francisco Batista, which is a lot of people know him as Paco Batista.
Yeah.
He finishes down at 20th. What did he look like back then? I mean, I haven't even looked at the pictures of him from Miss Olympia.
He won a couple of shows, a couple of those Spanish Grand Prix, but his legs were just outrageous, especially his hamstrings and his glutes. Arms are humongous too, but apart from that, he really lacked symmetry wise. Very long, thick torso, weak chest, weak back. So apart from those standard body parts, which obviously crowds love, there wasn't much there that was going to get him up to the top of the ladder. So in the big comps, he did suffer, you know, quite heavily.
Yeah, it seemed like Paco got, like, especially in these European comps, he got a lot of gifts, more than any other European bodybuilder, I think, because I remember seeing some of these shows and you see guys like maybe like even like, I can't remember which Americans went over, but even guys like Tony Freeman and stuff like that and Dennis James and all that, there'd be guys, you know, Americans and stuff going over there and they were, you know, clearly better and Paco was still winning. Maybe he should have finished third, maybe fourth, something like that.
Yeah.
Paco was winning these shows or, you know, at least qualifying for the Olympia, so it was, I didn't like the places that he necessarily got and, you know, let's face it, he's never going to do anything impactful at the Olympia.
No, absolutely. No, he doesn't have the physique to get in the top 10 at all.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we've seen a lot of guys now. I mean, pretty much all these guys are retired. I mean, and even just like recently, a lot of these guys are retired or they've, you know, basically almost stopped. The only one that's really going strong or even going at the moment is Dexter Jackson. And then you've got, obviously, Dennis James, who has, you know, competed somewhat recently.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, you've really got no one who's still competing, I don't think.
Well, you got Lee Priest. I mean, he did the universe.
Oh, yeah, Lee Priest. I was kind of thinking within the IFBB, but yeah.
Yep.
You've only got, Lee Priest.
Yeah, unfortunately, at least two, we've got Orville Burke has passed away. Craig Titus is incarcerated for murder. Art Artwood passed away. Nasser Al-Sambadi passed away. And Don Youngblood passed away. The last ones, yeah. I mean, I guess this is going to happen in any sport anyway, but... there's a lot of tragic deaths there as well.
Yeah, because it is, you think 2002 is not too long ago, but it was 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
Well, not quite 12 years ago, but it's sad that, you know, some of these athletes are in the prime of their career and, you know, about four or five of them are dead now out of 25. So that's, if you're working off percentages, that's like
20%. Actually, when you say all that, fuck.
It's scary, yeah. Because you think, oh, you know, Ronnie Coleman's still going, Kevin Varone's still going. Chris Gormier's still going, but then you look at some of these other guys. I mean, you don't normally hear about people's health problems, but you know, obviously Flex Wheeler has health problems. You know, a few of these other guys obviously would as well. You know, 20% dead, but you know, maybe 50% with, you know, all up with bad health problems. So it's a little bit scary.
Not good. What was I going to say with that? Dennis James. Oh, I just watched the Dennis James's Facebook page is awesome. I love it. He always puts up-to-date training material that he puts his clients through, which I must admit, I use a hell of a lot of my clients as well. His training methods are brilliant. But he did put up a good post today about how he's back hard in training. His last show was the 2012 Masters Olympia, and he admitted since then he went off his diet a lot. He didn't train as hard, but he seems to be back in the gym training. Whether or not that's going to equate to him doing a show, I'm not too sure, but he did seem generally pumped up to get big again.
Well, he's with Gat along with Big Ramy now, so I thought he was going to be with Gat in terms of like an ambassador type role, like where he was, you know, a brand ambassador and he'd promoted him that way and it kind of works in with the Big Ramy thing, but the way it's looking is like, you know, maybe they said, you know, do you want to compete again? You know, as an incentive to sign the contract. And
I think we may see Dennis on stage in a Masters Olympia again.
It wouldn't surprise me. At the very least, it seems like he's going to get big again, you know, to be more of that ambassador or something like that. But it would not surprise me if we do see him on stage again. And we've got that Pittsburgh Masters comp coming up later this year.
Yes. That'd be interesting to see the lineup for that one.
So, yeah, we might even be seeing that, which would be very interesting. But, Mick, I think, have you got anything else to add to this Olympia?
No, mate, no, I don't. I remember that one like it was yesterday as well. I still feel it's a tough one. I think maybe Kevin had the better overall package for this one, but I can see why they put Ronnie in first, being the reigning Mr. Olympia as such, things like that. But yeah, it was a great Olympia, a lot of great champions in it. Definitely worth watching to anyone out there who wants to research some of the olden day guys that competed and how they looked.
Yeah, and I'm even just watching the posing clips and stuff and hearing the commentators. Like these days when I listen to, you know, when I watch the Olympia and stuff like that, I listen to the commentators, I just want them to shut up so I can actually just watch the routines and hear the music and stuff. But when you look back on it, and you kind of almost want to hear these little things because you either don't remember or obviously I wasn't around during that time, you know, into bodybuilding and stuff. So I want to hear all those little, you know, facts and stuff and what was going on at the time. But like now when I listen to it, I want them to shut up because I generally know just about everything they're saying. So it's, it's good to go back and look at all that kind of stuff because it's generally pretty interesting. But Mick, that's it for that segment for the week, and we're going to move into another good segment, a personal favourite segment, Funny Facts About Gretchy.
Cue music now.
Now, Mick, what is the funny fact about Gretchy this week?
Well, funny enough, I do this conversation with Gretch and his better half, Emma, each week, where we inbox on Facebook, we joint conversation, and I ask for another funny fact about Gretch. This time, Mark included his sister, Sarah Carmen Gretch, into the conversation to get some more off her. So it's only his own doing that I get all these funny facts. I mean, he could seriously just shut his mouth and the series would be over. So a little part of me thinks that Gretchy likes us hearing these weird facts about Gretchy. Mate, apparently Gretchy was quite chubby. Well, he's chubby now. But apparently during school he was quite the chubby child. But there was a time when he wasn't chubby, and this was in primary school. And you want to know the only reason why he wasn't chubby?
Was that?
Okay, the only time that he wasn't chubby in primary school was when he stopped eating the corned beef sandwiches. His mum used to make these corned beef sandwiches for him for school every single day. Because the other kids teased him, saying they were dog food sandwiches. That's seriously the only reason. That's it. He got teased that much at these kids, corned beef sandwiches, sorry. He got teased that much that these sandwiches were dog's food sandwiches. He stopped eating it. He just stopped. And I guess he lost some weight and, well, clearly put it back on again for his later years. And, but I guess that is a funny fact about Gretch. It's sort of a weird fact too. I've got a few more here as well, which we'll see in the coming weeks.
Yeah, very nice. I like it, Mick. I like it.
Thank you.
So that is funny facts about Gretchy for this week. Do you want to cue music now?
No, you do it this time. You ready?
Okay. Cue music now.
That was a good one. Hey, I've got a shout-out this week. I think I missed last week as well because of our... Hey, that was a good episode with me, you, and Scott. I got a little good feedback with that.
Yes, I got feedback as well, and people liked it. So we're going to have to... We'll tee something up where we do it once a month or something like that, where we all meet up and...
Was there any bad feedback about me leaving the store to go to another job and having Skype when I walked the highway?
I didn't get any. I think people probably were sitting back and enjoying it.
I actually didn't listen to it, to be honest with you. I turned it off right when I left the door because I just didn't want to hear it.
You couldn't handle it, could you?
No, well, I thought I'd do a dash to my car quickly, and I didn't expect the friggin' the cars to take off and the light went green. I thought, I've got a good minute here to get to my car. That didn't pan out. I've got a shout-out this week for my good friend Chris Schmid, who's part owner of Mass Nutrition Penrith, who happens to work with Mark Gretchy Gretch as well. So I'm sure Chris should have some funny facts about Gretchy as well. But
he should be sending us some.
I might actually get hold of Chris. You know what? Yeah. I reckon he might have some freaking really, really good ones. I'll get hold of Chris as well. But he's not only helping out his wife, Renee, with her... her prep for her pro show. He's also helping out Gretchy as well with his prep and his training and his posing advice, et cetera, for his 2012 pro qualifier debut. So Chris has obviously got a lot in his hands. I don't know whether I'm envious of that or not, but he's a good guy, Chris, and he's putting a lot of hard work for both of them. So my shout-out of the week goes to Chris.
Very nice, Mick. Did you realise you just said 2012 debut, then you said 2012?
No, I didn't.
Well, you did, so...
Well, can't we block that out?
Nah, we'll leave it in there.
Okay, so you make me look like an idiot.
No, I think because I corrected you earlier when you before
you
we actually recorded.
On purpose.
No.
You do.
I didn't.
There's so much stuff you could block out, I say, or just redo it again, but you won't because you want me to look like a dickweed.
No, it takes too long. I mess up things. I leave them in.
I'm joking. Don't care.
But Mick, I want to mention that I've been incredibly slack on my blog that I've been doing, but I've got some footage this week, and I'm going to be recording a blog today, actually,
yep.
And it should be up probably, hopefully, the day after this radio show's up, so probably Wednesday following this radio show.
Okay.
So by the time people are listening, it's probably up on my website and up on my Facebook and all that type of stuff. So if you want to subscribe to me on YouTube or anything, you just go to youtube.com/XavierAWills, because I couldn't get Xavier Wills. So there's an A in the middle there. But, yep, that's it, Mick. I just want to mention our sponsors, Gripped Fitness Accessories, great sponsor of ours, ATP Science, 2 Minutes with a Scientist, obviously brought to you by them, My Muscle Chef. We had Tusha, the owner of My Muscle Chef, on this episode, and it was great to hear from him and all the different things they do at My Muscle Chef, and their orders close midnight at Tuesday for the weekend's orders. Muscle Nutrition, the show is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. bulknutrients.com.au. Check out their monthly special we've got every week when you order over, I think, $200 worth of products. You get some free products there. Mass Nutrition, over 30 stores around Australia and New Zealand, and also Species Nutrition, the main sponsor of RX Muscle Australia. So, Mick, that is it for episode number 87, or it could be 88, of Aussie Muscle Radio. 87,
I think.
Okay, I hope so. 87 of Aussie Muscle Radio. And remember, with Aussie Muscle Radio, the truth hurts.
Yeah! Aussie Muscle Radio is a presentation of RX Muscle Australia. The truth in Australian bodybuilding. Visit rxmuscle.com.au for all the latest bodybuilding news, videos, contest coverage, and so much more. Tune in next week at this same time for another round with Xavier Wills and Scott Goble. Only on Aussie Muscle Radio.